The official podcast number 336, brought to you by the normal gentleman here today. How's everyone feeling?
Good. Thank you for convening the council. There's been a lot of podcasts coming out recently. This is just a random topic, but I've seen a lot of clips from different podcasts floating around. I'm glad we got in the pool early, 6-7 years ago, before podcasts were even a thing.
Like what are you seeing?
I'm seeing a lot of like podcasts with two guys and about 10 girls on the panel. Apparently that's
I brought that
format
up on the bonus, remember? That has to be a psyop. That man has found a formula to always go viral. He just finds like 10 bimbos from the local college campus.
Which one?
And he just says something.
This is a really common one, so who are you talking about?
It says whatever in the back. I don't know what it's called.
That's the whatever podcast.
But it's just, it's just a dude, and he'll just say something, the most basic common sense thing. He'll say, like, the earth is round, and then 5 women will lose their shit at him and, like, leave the room and start insulting him, and that's how he goes viral. And I don't know who's listening to this shit.
I don't either, but I've never seen him say, like, really, like, the world is round shit. It's usually all about, like, attraction and shit like that.
Like the alpha male shit?
Not always, but a lot of times.
It's usually just shit that every guy intuitively knows. Like, he'll say, I wouldn't want to marry a woman who's fucked 50 dudes. And again, all the women will lose their shit and leave the room and such and screech at him. And I don't know where... I guess it's brilliant. Maybe we need to do that. Just find like 10 really low IQ women or men and replace ourselves with 4 women. Because that podcast came out of nowhere and immediately became viral.
I don't think that was the first one, right? Like the first one, I think, the one that the progenitor of this format, I think, was the Fresh and Fit podcast, right?
Yep. Fresh and Fit podcast kind of innovated the formula. Yeah.
Created it, where they bring on like 10 drunk chicks and then like they have like super tired gender disputes at this point. Like, you know, battle of the sexes style shit that's been going on for decades now. But they do it in
that's
a very...
the weirdest thing, though, is like... It really feels like back in middle school where you had to do like boys rule, girls drool kind of shit. That's like half the podcast now.
Hell yeah.
It's so weird.
Well, it's cyclical really, because I remember growing up, and yeah, you're right, we did that kind of shit, that dumb shit in school as well. But then also it was in media. Like I remember driving home from school a lot of times and the radio would be playing like segments like that basically, where they bring on a woman and they bring on a guy and they like clash out their opinions and stuff. Well, it maybe, I don't know, it's just my experience. Maybe it's not common over there or wasn't common over there, but it was over here. Like Battle of the Sexes was an actual thing that was like popular in media as well.
They had that like usually for little gimmick things on like American Idol or something. Like they used to do it as like little mini games, but now it's just like full-blown debates about like a woman's place in society versus a man's place in society and like a high value man kind of shit. It's really popping.
It's
definitely that aspect of like the high value shit. I don't think that existed back when I was a kid. Obviously, I think that's a very new thing, just based off like incelledom and shit like that.
No, I'm sure it existed still.
Oh, it existed, but not in like the conversation. You know, not in the general conversation.
Refined it. It's just like how pedophiles rebranded themselves as MAPs. They just keep switching names, just like how. It felt like to me Passport Bros came out of nowhere. But then you actually listen to them and you go, oh, you're just sexpats. You go abroad and you fuck some woman in the slums. That's it. People have been doing that for fucking decades. That's nothing new. But for some reason, they just keep rebranding.
Who?
Yeah, there was a big jump there from like men versus women to pedophile rebranding.
Yeah,
what? Are you guys tired or something? Have you not heard of the Passport Bros?
I've never heard of the Passport Bros.
Okay, Passport Bros are these guys who go abroad because they think America is just too decadent. None of these women want me. Well, you know why they don't want me is because they're all whores.
Yeah, they don't have rights.
So I'm going to go to like, I don't know, Namibia or Nigeria or the Philippines, and I'm going to find a traditional trad wife in some village there who's so poor, she's never seen more than $10 at a time in anybody's hands, and she's going to treat me like a king. And so they do. But this is nothing new, even though they act like it is. We've always just called this phenomenon, we've called those men sexpats. They're expats who just basically emigrate away from the US or any other Western nation to fuck poor people.
I know the concept you're talking about, but isn't it usually the other way around? Like the Russian mail order brides and shit like that, or the bringing in women from Asian countries to like
yeah that marry they have here? Okay, so they're learning now. They're learning now. Well, okay, if I get a you're talking about the 90 Day Fiance thing, I love on TLC. And yeah, they basically invite a woman to come to America and marry them because again, they can't find any other actual like woman in their own class here because they're shunned. So they get a poor woman to fly in, and then they realize, oh wait, she just married me for the green card, and then she divorced me, and we also never had sex even after we were married for 3 months. So now they decided, you know what, fuck this, I'm just gonna go live there, and with all of my American money I can live like a king over there anyway, so it's not even a bother that it's a third world country.
I have seen shit like that as well. Yeah, like moving to like third world countries, but like countries with, you know, higher lower cost of living than America and Australia, and then living there and like, yeah, being like a king basically. I think in Australia we've made that kind of thing illegal because of just the amount of people that would go over and then, you know, do illegal things basically. Like it's pretty common for that to happen, so we've made it kind of illegal, which is good.
I think that's a law in most countries now. America has that too, where you can't just be an American citizen, fly abroad, and commit crimes.
Yeah, I think
that's when you come back, you can still be prosecuted for like having sex with child prostitutes in Thailand or something.
Yeah, which is good. So how do we get here then? The Fresh and Fit podcast,
the podcast about men. I was just saying, like, these definitions always change, but I think incels have always existed to some degree. Not as much as today, but
still. Oh, of course they have.
Yeah. Angry, bitter men congregating and shit-talking women.
Yeah, of course. But it's far more common now, and they've monetized it as well.
It's extremely lucrative, it's probably the most lucrative it's ever been.
What's that?
We should have done that, son of a bitch.
I mean, yeah.
Now's the perfect time to rebrand if we ever wanted to.
So each week we find 8 different girls to come on here and get angry at them, basically.
Yeah. Start yelling and screaming.
Casting call time. You can reach out.
How stupid are you? We could have it the other way where they have to solve a captcha, but we only invite the ones who fail.
Oh, that's smart.
Talk to them.
We're basically just trying to be Jerry Springer.
Well, he is dead. Rest in peace.
Yeah, we're just trying to bring back his legacy.
This is a funny little anecdote. I was streaming when the news broke that Jerry Springer died. Someone in chat came in saying Jerry Springer's dead, and I started laughing because I thought it was Jerry Seinfeld. I assumed that Jerry
Seinfeld... Why is that funny?
Why would Jerry Seinfeld dying be funny?
Well, because he dated a 17-year-old, but I had just been talking about him recently, about how he dated a 17-year-old when he was 35 or whatever. So I was like laughing at that, and then they were like, what the fuck, why are you laughing? And I was like, it's just funny. And then I realized, oh shit, this guy was not related to that. I don't know who Jerry Springer is, though.
He was a very famous TV talk show host who pioneered the idea of just the lowest, trashiest reality talk show you can imagine. Like, he would basically just host a show as an excuse to get people to fist fight each other on camera.
Oh, yeah.
It would literally just be...
Yeah.
Like, a woman accused of fucking all the men in the neighborhood, and then they would do a DNA test to see who's the father. I swear for a while there, it was an entire genre of just morning TV shows where all they do is do DNA tests.
Yeah.
And they do the
Murray Show.
That's his entire thing. You are 99.999% not the father and such.
Yeah.
He was an absolute innovator. There was another Jerry Springer episode that was pretty good where it was the KKK and the black community get together to talk it out. And they maybe got 2 sentences in, and then a fist fight of 30 people erupted.
Which side was Jerry Springer on?
That's a great question.
Well, would he ever throw like fists as well? Was he ever involved?
No, never.
He'd just get out of the way.
And they'd have really big security dudes as well who would just go in and chokehold people and throw them off each other.
It would be funny if he was just like a fight addict, basically, and he just brought all these people here to fight, and then he starts like beating us as well. Like, he gets in on the action each episode.
He was old even was when this show started.
Fights. Yeah, bum fights. Yeah, how old was he?
I don't know.
How long was he doing it for?
Too old to be fist fighting. But it would have been cool though if he did step in.
Why don't we do that? That's a good show idea, though. We take on the Jerry Springer mantle, but we really like amp up the production value of it and really like escalate the fights as much as possible. Like, that's the only way you win, you know, like the DNA dispute is if you prove it with your fists, basically.
Like, ooh, you get to win the baby.
Oh, well, it's a custody battle.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that's legal or not.
Custody fight.
Yeah, but we could work something in there like that. I think that'd be a lot of fun.
We could call it custody clash.
So would the men try to lose on purpose then?
Yeah.
Ooh. Quick, I can win this fight with both my hands tied behind my back, I promise.
The kid has to watch both their parents try desperately to lose the fight for their custody.
It's going to turn into like European soccer, like, you know, how a gust will blow and they throw themselves on the ground acting like they got shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, diving in the grass, yeah.
Oh, that's a good idea, Sylvie. Someone in Patreon chat said have cucks on the podcast and have them fight, and whoever wins gets to watch their spouses get fucked.
Oh, that's great. That's pretty cool.
Like cocks.
Yeah, cocks, dude. Cocks.
Cocks on the podcast after my fight.
Hey, actually, has that been done before, a cock podcast?
Probably.
Multiple. You don't know this? I've reviewed like two of them now on who are these podcasts, and it's exactly what you would think it is.
Yeah, no.
They're usually run by the women, though, not the cucks.
Okay. Yeah, I want to get like a cuck on this podcast, and then we interview them or something like that.
We would just be insulting him. That wouldn't end up in an interview at all.
Well, he'd like it though, right?
I don't know if he'd like just being insulted.
No, they do have something called like non-consensual shaming or something like that, or uninvited shaming. I forget what their term was, but basically, these guys want to be humiliated and in public, but just on their terms. So if their boss comes in and fires them for being cucks, they really don't like it.
Well, yeah. That's a livelihood.
That's the ultimate humiliation, though. Yeah.
I don't know. I just think we need to do more with cucks. It's an untapped gold mine.
Is it, though?
Yes.
We talk about it every single week. You sure?
We don't talk about it every single week, but we do talk about it occasionally.
We talk about it a lot.
Do you hate cucks, Andrew?
Champions, my cuck champ that I would put in the ring to fight would be Will Smith. And I would have him, like, in a whole wrestler outfit and everything. I'll call him the slap cuck. Who would you guys pick?
I can't think of many celebrity cucks, to be honest.
Not many that are that buff.
Well, even in general, who are some of the other celebrity cucks? Like, there's not a whole lot, like, on the Will Smith tier. You kind
of
just
chose... I
can't
think of a single cuck. Like, I don't know.
Yeah,
anybody.
I don't really have a repository of cucks at the ready.
Most of the cucks that I know of are, like, on the internet. Do you guys remember the alpha male influencer? His name's, like, Jack something, and it turns out he's just, like, an actual full-blown cuck?
Jack Murphy, yeah.
Yeah, Jack Murphy.
Yeah, Jack Murphy. He wasn't just a cuck. He used to do gay porn on video and get big dildos shoved up his ass on video and talk about how much he enjoyed sending his wife to other men's homes to get fucked. Which was a blog post on his blog, and
sounds like he might have
somebody
been
called
gay.
Into Sydney Watson's show to ask him about this blog post, and he lost his shit at her and told her to fuck off and stop asking him about being a cuck once upon a time. I don't know what it is about dudes who like rebrand, but they never go back to delete their old material. Like, how do you always... It's always the same thing with these people. It's either an old blog post or an old tweet. If you're going to do a whole 180 on your personality, delete that stuff, right? They never do.
What does Jack Murphy do these days after all that? Because I remember that was a big controversy in the alpha male scene when it turns out he's a massive cuck.
He shut down his... actually, I don't know if he shut down anything, but he made a Telegram or a Facebook group and he started talking about assembling a war room and people are doxing me, which is what lolcows always say. Whenever you bring up like a lolcow's old dirty laundry, they call it doxing. Like, so when you find Jack Murphy's porn videos where he's naked that he himself uploaded to the internet, and you find it and you link to it, they call it revenge porn. Like you somehow filmed them through the window or something, which is, it's not. But he kept arguing that it's revenge porn and doxing and assembling a war room with his cucks. Sorry, his simps, I mean. And Jack Murphy, I think, he ran one of those online courses, of course, where he sold like tickets at $500 a pop.
Yes, I love them.
They're guru courses.
Yeah.
I forgot what his was called. It was like the liminal man mind or something. Anyway, yeah, that was funny.
To use 99% of your brain instead of the average 10%, you have to be a cuck. Would you do that? Would you become a cuck if it meant using the entirety of your brain?
No, I'd just stay stupid. That's totally fine. I'd be content just being dumb.
I'll be blissful and ignorant.
So have we found the only way you guys won't take immortality or something dumb that we've talked about in the past where you've always been on the side of that? So if the solution to that was becoming a cuck, you wouldn't want to be immortal anymore?
So to achieve immortality...
I mean, there's a lot of things I wouldn't do.
So to achieve immortality, you have to be a cuck, like, forever, or just, like, one time?
I'll allow just one time. Because at the end of the day, you're going to be alive forever as a cuck.
One time is pointless, because then you just have to live out this current life known as a cuck, and then literally no one will remember that.
Exactly. You could write it down.
Let's say the witch that grants you immortality, the magic green-skinned witch, says you will be labeled a cuck forever. It's your destiny. No matter what society you live in, they will know you are a cuck.
You will be the cuck god.
Yes. You will be seen as a godlike figure, but of cuckoldry.
Yeah, that's... So, probably no, then, yeah. But if it was, like, a one-time thing, then you get cucked once, you're like, all right, now we're breaking up, and then you're, like, not a cuck anymore. It's like, and I'll just spend the next 500 millennia forgetting about that.
Yeah, if you ever wager with immortality, just having an incident happen once is completely pointless, because eventually you're going to have an entire new life.
It doesn't even count if you... Also, it wouldn't count if you break up with her afterwards. At that point, you're just sacrificing your girlfriend for immortality.
which, who cares? If you get immortality, you would have to sacrifice her after 100 years anyway.
And everyone
you couldn't hang on to her no matter what you did.
But you could preserve her in, like, amber or something. And then with all the time on your hands, you could find a way to revive her.
Or more importantly, you could freeze her in carbonite. As a prize for Jabba the Hutt.
Yeah.
That's cool. Use her as a coffee table.
I think even if it was just 100 years of being known as a cuck by everyone you currently know, I don't think you would take it. I think you'd be way too embarrassed for the next 100 years.
So 100 years is a cuck to achieve immortality? I don't know. I think you're just thinking of small potatoes here. It's 100 years of misery for millions of years of immortality.
Well, yeah, I was never on the side of immortality anyway, though.
True, yeah. You're
I'm not either, but Charlie's correct from his perspective. If you think of anything in terms of finite time when you're immortal, you are thinking small no matter what it is.
Yeah.
All right, but do you even really have a guarantee that the cuck... title won't persist? Like,
but Jackson,
just because everyone you know is dead doesn't mean like this doesn't
Jackson,
make its way
you're,
into
you're
the
thinking
social
small
zeitgeist.
Potatoes. You're thinking small potatoes. No. Every human on Earth forever could know that you are a cuck, because eventually the Earth is going to end if you have immortality. It doesn't matter. What is a few hundred thousand years of the human race surviving being called a cuck compared to being stuck in the void of nothing for 4 quadrillion years.
What about this, though? You're looking externally. Look internally. You know you're a cuck.
What? Wait, hang on a minute. When did that happen? I'm known as it. That doesn't mean I am one.
You can't untake it. You can't un-
yeah, but
you can't
it's
be
a
cuck.
What do you mean?
It's a trade.
It doesn't mean you are one.
Yeah, it's a trade.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I did.
Someone actually has to do the fucking of your girlfriend.
Yeah. Oh, like Full Metal Alchemist style, where I have to give up equivalent exchange for immortality.
Oh, you
okay. I thought this was just people knew you as a cuck, but you didn't have to be one. I actually have to be one, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, no, you've
that's
you've
a whole
cucked.
Different ball game.
Yeah. That's like the would you rather question that you see in like those brackets where it's like, would you rather fuck a dog but no one ever knows, or people always think you fucked a dog, but you don't actually do it.
I've never heard of
You've never heard that? Are you insane?
I think I have heard that one. Can you say
You've
it again?
Never heard the okay, have you guys heard the other classic? Would you rather fuck would you rather fuck your girlfriend in your mom's body or your mom in your girlfriend's body?
Yeah, I've heard that one.
Same idea. Would you rather have dicks for fingers or a finger for a dick? It's the old classics, the old standards.
Yeah, those are standard. I've never heard the would you rather fuck a dog or be known as the guy who fucked the dog.
You had a boring college experience then, my friend.
Yeah, that's I must have skipped that philosophy class.
I hate that. I hate that question. There's no
That was my school motto.
So you have to, you're known as a cuck, but you also are a cuck because you did get cucked. You willingly cucked.
Well, no. So is that the circumstances of this or not? Or is the trade, you know, you get immortality, but you will be forever known as a cuck? That doesn't mean you actually have to go through with it. People just think you did.
No, the trade is both. The trade is both.
Okay, so you have to do both. It is equivalent exchange Full Metal Alchemist rules. Okay.
I don't know what the fuck that means, but yes, the trade is...
Wow, this guy never watched Full Metal Alchemist. What a loser.
Star Wars.
Yeah, put it in Star Wars terms. It's like when Darth Vader got cucked by Luke or something.
Okay, so you know how Anakin had to give up Padme to achieve ultimate Sith power?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like
that.
They'll
do Marvel.
you know how Thanos had to snap half the universe to create balance?
Yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah.
What else does Jackson like? Legos. Jackson, you know how you have to cry even louder and look like more of a baby to get another Lego set?
Huh? Say again.
From your parents?
Say
you
it
have
again.
You have to embarrass yourself even more in front of your parents for them to buy you a new Lego set. You have to cry even louder.
Yeah, it's like that. I have to stop my legs in the toy aisle. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You can't just like go and buy it. You have to get the equivalent exchange of making yourself look like a man child.
Yeah. Oh man, I get so fucking mad when they give me Chinese ripoffs of Lego instead.
Oh my god, I'd slap a coworker there.
Don't even get Jackson started on that.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Not even worth going down that road.
Can I get Jackson started on Helix though?
Oh yeah, get him started on Helix.
Addicted to Helix, please.
Jackson, do you sleep on a mattress made of Legos?
I do. And I'm sick of it.
Yeah, that sounds terrible. That sounds awful. And if you out there sleep on plastic bricks from a Swedish system, well, we can fix that for you. We can give you something comfortable to sleep on. We can give you something supportive to sleep on. Because Helix is going to give you something to sleep on. If they want to use that slogan, that's fine. They can have it. They are going to ship you a personalized mattress straight to your door. If you like sleeping on something super hard and firm, similar to a Lego brick, well, they might have a mattress that is nice and firm. They will also have one that's nice and soft. They will have one that's big and tall for larger and taller people. They even make mattresses for kids. But a lot of you out there probably say, I don't even know what I want. Well, stop thinking and answer some questions. It's like school. You just need to take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. And you know how it's the perfect mattress? Because you're going to have a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try it out. And if you don't like it, well, you can figure out how to send it back. But I have a good feeling that you're going to like it because everyone is unique. They've got memory foam models, they've got responsive foam models, they've got extra TLC for your spine with supportive models, they've got a hybrid design combining individually wrapped steel coils in the base with premium foam layers on top. They have a mattress that will make you say, oh yeah, that's a pretty freaking good mattress. They can steal that slogan too, I'm not attached to it. Helix is offering 20% off of all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/official. This is their best offer yet, and it will not last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. That's probably their real slogan. That's a good one. Helix is offering 20% off of all mattress orders and 2 free pillows at helixsleep.com/official. Thank you, Helix. So let's say you've just gone to bed. You are in the bedroom with your Helix mattress. I can think of fun that can be had in the bedroom, technically anywhere if you're adventurous. And I know that fun is from Adam and Eve, and I would love for Charlie to tell us all about it.
Oh, you're going to have fun with pretty much everything you've ever wanted to have fun with, because that catalog goes on nearly forever. You'll be scrolling for hours finding all types of goodies on such a wonderful catalog of great toys.
That's right. It is an adult playground, if you will, a veritable cornucopia of things you can put on and inside yourself. That is the Adam and Eve quality seal. And you can look through their catalog and use code DEFENSE for 50% off. Very important. That's not our typical code there. That's code DEFENSE. We just love Adam and Eve so much that they got to pick their own little special code there. But keep that one in mind so you can get 50% off of any one item plus free shipping in the US and Canada. Now, some exclusions will apply, but their catalog is so massive for adult toys, you will very likely find something that you're going to enjoy. And when you decide that you found what you're going to enjoy, get 50% off on it and free shipping in the US and Canada using code DEFENSE. Just one more time, because it is a different code. Code DEFENSE, DEFENSE, for 50% off of one item and free shipping in the US and Canada, adamandeve.com. That's it.
Thanks. Yay.
Yeah.
Thank you, sponsors. Thank you for your support.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do we need a new topic?
Yeah, sure. Did you have something you wanted to go over?
It's not like a strong topic, but I do think it's interesting. The Switch fiscal report came out a week ago, a little less. And I think this might be another one of those cases where we just are living in a bubble and have no idea what we're talking about. Because we've derided the Switch pretty regularly on the show. It's definitely old. It definitely could use an update. But that thing is still selling like fucking wildfire.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think any of us ever...
Yeah, no.
We've only ever said that it goes crazy.
True. Yeah. Okay, true. Fair. But I guess what I'm more trying to convey is people don't care that it's underpowered at all.
Yeah. Of course not.
Yeah.
We've said that is carried by the exclusives, by their library of games.
Yeah.
It is. It definitely is. Because they sell. They certainly do fucking sell. One that I find particularly interesting is Mario Kart 8, which started on the Wii U. That game still sells like a million copies a year.
Yeah, it's not surprising.
Yeah, and I mean, to be fair, they're also still releasing DLCs for it, so like extra maps and such.
True. Very, very true. Very true.
And it is a fun game. It's literally my go-to party game among my friend group is Mario Kart and Party.
Yeah.
And I think they have two Mario Parties now. One is better than the other. I forget which is which, but yeah, I mean, they just make really fun party games. And regular games, I guess, like the Zelda. Zelda is coming out this Friday. We're recording today. Wednesday, not Tuesday, sorry. But yeah, I mean, it's not surprising at all. I'm not shocked at all. I mean, I have friends, and I myself have also upgraded to the OLED model, for instance.
Mm-hmm. I did that a while back. I think I like it. It's nice.
I fucking love OLED.
It's a nice screen. It really is.
I like the screen, yeah.
Yeah.
You're rocking the original.
Yeah, where you can only install 3 games at a time because it has like actually 6 gigabytes of storage. So every time I get a new game, I have to uninstall 2 others.
You could just buy an SD card.
SD card, dude.
Yeah. Nah, I'm rocking it the way that they meant it to be played.
They put an
SD card slot built into the bottom.
Nah, they don't want anyone to use that.
No, of course not. No, that's a choking
hazard.
They're
selling Nintendo SD cards. They want you to use it.
I don't believe you.
Oh yeah, they do. They have those Brandon ones with like the fucking power star on them and shit. Those are so cute. I might get one of those.
Yeah, I think it's a collab with SanDisk or something. It's an actual reputable brand, but they just snapped the Nintendo colors on it.
So what do you think, with everything that they do, Nintendo just still like wins? You know, they have all these controversies over emulation and fucking like sharing games and customer service and all this shit. There's always a problem with Nintendo, but they still sell gangbusters. What do you think they need to do to finally start faulting, start losing steam?
Oh,
we're back to it again, are we?
Yeah, I can't get my mind off it. No, I don't know. Like, they just need to start making bad games. That's all we can do.
They need to do what Xbox did. Yeah, Xbox did a great job of killing themselves, so if they just follow the Xbox strategy, they'll be fine.
It's basically stop making games, and whatever games you do release, make sure they suck ass. That's it.
Yeah, it's a simple formula.
Very true.
That's Xbox. But they can't. They keep making good games. Yeah, did you guys... That's a good segue. Did you guys see the interview Phil Spencer did this last week after the disastrous launch of the new Microsoft Xbox exclusive, Redfall, the vampire game?
It released, Wait, that was really an Xbox exclusive too?
Yeah.
Oh my god, it's so much worse than I thought.
Yeah, Xbox and PC, technically. There's no such thing as an Xbox exclusive anymore, but yeah. Yeah, it released awfully. The interview that Phil Spencer did after the reviews came out and after the game launched was some of the most just transparently depressing statements I've ever heard from a CEO of a company. And they were like outrageous. He basically admitted defeat. He was like, yeah, we're not in the business of competing with Sony or Nintendo on console sales. We just won't win ever. That's just not something we can do. Which, yeah, we've known that for a while now, obviously. That they've been winning for far too long, and Xbox has just not been putting up much of a fight. But just to hear him say it was just wild. Like, I don't know. It was absolutely insane.
Then why bother being in the console game?
Well, they've pivoted. They've pivoted to services.
Yeah.
Like games services,
Games Pass, and such.
Oh yeah, okay.
So they're not specifically in the business of making these games that move consoles, basically, you know, like the God of Wars. Or
he
the...
sounds like a defeated bitch. So are they even going to make a new one? Or is he just giving up now?
No, it's really kind of given up.
Yeah. Well, one of the questions that he got, I think he said, like, people keep saying, when's Xbox going to move out of the industry? When are they going to stop? You know, when's Microsoft going to sell off Xbox or whatever? And I was expecting like a really upbeat message from him, like, like we'll never leave the industry. We're fully committed. But he was basically like, oh well, if people stop buying it, then we'll stop. I was like, okay.
I think the smart thing, what I would try is, since ROG and Asus, I think, are coming up with their own handhelds that are both running on Windows, I think, right? Like, lean into that market, make it so games run even better on Windows. And just on PCs in general. Just become the goat. If you suck at the hardware console wars, you could kind of win the software console wars, I guess, and be the go-to OS on consoles.
Dude, that's not even true, though. They don't suck at the hardware. The Xbox Series X is, like, actually really good in terms of hardware configuration.
I didn't suck at
hardware.
Isn't
the PlayStation 5 better,
like,
though?
You still lost.
It's better because of the software. Again, this is the Nintendo thing. They've got the exclusives to back up the hardware, whereas technically... the Xbox Series X is more performant than the PlayStation 5. It does
always
have better
hardware.
I always
thought the PS5 had the better performance, and that was another reason to beat out Xbox in the beginning.
Well, no, beat out Xbox because there's literally nothing on Xbox.
No. Back when they were first announced, I thought, didn't the PS5 pull way ahead of the Xbox? And part of it was the PS5 was a better performance thing, especially for the money.
You might be thinking about the PlayStation 4 and Xbox One. I can't remember the hardware specs on those. But no, the Xbox Series X and the PlayStation 5 are admittedly very close, but Xbox is more powerful.
Okay, I got it. All right, so you guys know what Valve did for Linux by taking Windows games and porting them, basically?
With Proton, right?
With Proton. Compatibility layer. Do the same thing on Xbox, just port PlayStation games.
Ooh. To the Xbox? That's genius.
You're onto something. Permission.
They are onto something.
Why not?
Could they even legally do anything about that?
Yes.
They could legally do a million things about that, yes.
That's an act of
war. I'm asking because there's a lot of companies that never, I assume, when you play a very old game that never meant to release on Linux, you can still play it on your Steam Deck.
Well, yeah, but Steam Deck...
What's the problem?
Fuck face, it wasn't that clear cut, is it now?
Can you say that again? What's the problem?
I'm just trying to figure out the argument. Yeah, say it again. Say your argument again.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Well, I was asking if there's so many games that never intended to be released on Linux that presumably at some time came out as Windows exclusives that just no one ever even bothered anymore with, but that you can now play on your Steam Deck. No one's going to sue the Steam Deck for this, or Valve, rather.
But that's because Steam
Deck they're licensed to play through Steam.
It's running an OS. Yeah.
And they're exclusive. They're literally explicitly licensed to play those games through Steam, which they do. But those games for PlayStation 5 are not licensed to play on the Xbox.
But you can't play games on the Steam Deck that without going through the Steam Store. You can play Epic games on the Steam Deck.
So you're saying because Linux is the base operating system for the Steam Deck, those Windows games are illegally running on the Steam Deck.
My point is more so, regardless of who's releasing it where and what publisher has the rights to it, you can play practically whatever the fuck you want on the Steam Deck, and this hasn't caused some avalanche of lawsuits so far.
I think because the Steam Deck is technically just a computer, whereas the other ones have publishing deals. No, because other consoles have exclusive publishing deals for the product. Like, when people sign up to make a game for the Switch, for example, they sign a contract that says, oh, we will make this for the Nintendo Switch. This version is exclusively for use on the Nintendo Switch console and nowhere else. Now, they can sign it with multiple people and be like, yeah, we have one with Sony and one with Microsoft as well. But the Steam Deck isn't a proprietary unit. It just plays as a computer would. You know, even when you launch games that aren't through Steam on it, you go through the Windows, the Windows functionality, and then it's just like launching it on a computer. And those games are licensed to play on computers, Windows or Mac or whatever.
Yeah, the Steam Deck is less of a walled garden than the Xbox and the PlayStation. I think that's the difference.
Yeah. There's no exclusivity to it.
Okay, take the Xbox and do whatever the fuck the Steam Deck did. Well, why is this so complicated to understand? Turn it into a computer.
Well, that's exactly what they should do. They should take all the Xboxes right now and put out a system update that said, we just made your Xbox a computer. You plug a mouse and a keyboard into it. We installed Windows on it. Do whatever you want with this machine. You're welcome.
That's actually not a bad idea.
Exactly. Yeah.
Make it a portable PC. Yeah. That's actually not a bad idea.
That's all I'm saying. Like, do the exact same thing the Steam Deck did, PlayStation games.
So I think the issue
it's powerful enough.
I think the issue is then Xbox loses control over, you know, pricing and stuff like that on their marketplace. They don't get to dictate software prices. They don't get to dictate how much of a cut they take. And most of the money they make is from software sales. You know, the percentage of software sales that they make from their AAA partners, essentially. So
yeah, there's a ton of...
If they're just operating Steam on their hardware, then they're going to miss out on that.
It's not an issue of, like, porting the games and performance and moving it over. Like, that would be a thing. But the biggest issue is the legality of the money flow and the licensing and the titles and the contracts. Like, you can't just do that. There's a lot of people that would be very upset if you did that.
I wouldn't be upset, though. Having a portable PC like that would actually be fucking awesome.
Right. People wouldn't be upset.
I don't know if I would call it portable.
It really isn't that portable. You'd still have quite a
what
bit of
what are you talking
hassle.
About? It's way more portable than a PC.
Yeah, but it's less portable than a laptop. Like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but it's more powerful than a laptop as well. It's got actual dedicated GPU.
But so, I mean,
you can get laptops.
Yeah, so do laptops.
There's gaming laptops.
Okay, but those gaming laptops cost like $3,000 compared to $500 for a
from a price Jackson. Perspective, yeah, it'd be very efficient to have the Xbox over their expensive gaming laptop.
Yeah.
So Jackson, how much is an Xbox Series X right now or S? What's the better one? X, S?
X, yeah.
Okay,
X is
how much is an Xbox Series X?
I don't know. I think they released at $550. Can't remember now. I think
okay,
there was a price increase as well.
So let's say you, for another $500, you could bolt a monitor onto it. And make a fucking giant gaming laptop. It's just got a monitor bolted to the top. Would you take that places? Would you actually slug that around? That big heavy
thing?
No,
I'm more talking about just having like a PC that I can move from room to room, basically, very easily.
Why do you need to
Why would you do that?
To put on different screens, like maybe I want to sit on my couch. So I had one, the PC out
what
there.
Andrew described would work if you could turn it into like a suitcase type thing. Then yeah, for yeah. if you're going over for game nights with your bros.
Jackson, yeah, do you want to be that guy? You see photos of them on the train where they bring like a 30-inch TV and an Xbox onto the train and put it on the seat across from them. You want to be that guy?
I'm averse to even playing the Switch on the like public transport and stuff like that.
Well, hang on. Why? That's what it's made for.
Yeah, I just don't like it.
I know, but you look like such a Bing Bing Wahoo Redditor. Like, oh.
Yeah, that's if you care what people think of you.
Mario noises.
Mario noises, yeah. That only happens if you care what people think of you. Nah.
If I didn't care what people think of me, then I would take my Xbox Series X on the train with a monitor, like you just said.
Yeah, but then you just get spit on and laughed at.
No, because
that's
inconsiderate. There's a difference. So if you're bringing that giant ass monitor and TV and game console, whatever, you're taking up a whole seat, perhaps a whole like section people could sit in. But if I'm holding my Switch in my hands, I'm not bothering anybody.
Yeah, but the Switch is like mobile tiered hardware.
Wow. Okay, elitist.
I
want to
play 4K
okay.
on the train. I want to play 4K AAA games on the train.
While you're bouncing around and fucking jolting back and forth. That sounds great. Your game keeps stuttering because your hard drive's getting knocked around.
No, I just think an Xbox Series X that is like a PC, I think that would be cool.
So you want a PC?
I have a PC. I'm saying I want a PC that's that powerful for $500 that doesn't exist.
Okay, that's a little more fair, yeah. Can you jailbreak them and put... Oh, could someone, like, fucking jailbreak an Xbox and put Windows on it conventionally?
I don't know. Someone definitely could.
Yeah. Might be a good little project to look into. It might actually just be a thing already.
Charlie, you watched the interview with Phil Spencer as well, didn't you?
Yep.
Was there anything else in there that was particularly funny?
I just thought it was really... sad how he's like, even if Starfield's an 11 out of 10 game, no one's selling their consoles to get an Xbox.
Yeah, so he sounds like, so defeated.
Yeah, I was like, damn, that's brutal. Like, you don't need them to sell their PlayStations and Switches to get an Xbox, but like, at least give people a reason to want an Xbox.
Yeah, I disagreed with the entire premise of his argument that was like, basically, yeah, like, we're not in the business of outselling Sony and Nintendo. That's why we're not so focused on making great games or whatever, or exclusive games. I don't think that was exactly his point, but that's kind of how it came across. Like, they're not
it's
that
exactly
focused
how it
on
came
making
across.
Great games. But I like again, I disagree with the entire sentiment that like you don't have to outsell those consoles or make their audiences sell their consoles. You just need to give people a reason to buy an Xbox. That's it. Like, as long as you're making great games for Xbox, which is what you should be doing, then people will buy an Xbox if the games are there. So, I don't know.
So, the gap is not that bad, to be honest. So, I'm looking at a January 2023 report on sales. The PlayStation 5 is basically at 32 million units, while the Xbox X and S together is at 20 million. And that is a gap. Like, there is a sizable gap, but that's not like... hugely company destroyingly bad. You know, they're still selling units.
No, and I think revenue is up quarter by quarter for Xbox, so they're doing okay. Like, they're doing good, but it's just like the console sales are falling behind. But all their money comes from software, basically.
Yeah, no one buys the console. I'm pretty sure all of that's like all of their money comes from that.
Do you guys think it would make more sense if next round, next generation, they just don't even make an Xbox and they put all those resources into making games for Windows?
Well, no. The reason they're in this hole in the first place is because they tried to get a little fancy schmancy with it with the Xbox One, where they're like, we're going to be more than a gaming console. We're a whole goddamn entertainment hub.
The classic E3 of TV, sports,
yeah,
TV.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But clearly what works in the space is games. So like, if they once again try some stupid shit, it's just going to keep driving them further and further into the hole.
Mm-hmm. But and to your point, Andrew, what you were saying, I don't think it's smart for them to give up what slice of the hardware percentage they have currently.
Yeah, it's important to remember that we're in a society plagued by Twitter brain rot, so they have like actual diehard warriors that still like scream from the mountaintops about Xbox winning the console war. Xbox is by far the best console. Even when the fucking face of it's on their tears in his eyes, like, yeah, we suck. They're like, nope, Xbox is absolutely killing it. Not even close. PS5, trash. Xbox all the way. So there's still an audience there that they can cater to and call upon.
Plus, they kind of need the hardware as an entry point into their brand as well, I think. I don't think they can get the same by just like releasing an Xbox store on PC, for example. The entry point is much higher than, because you got to buy a $2,000 PC.
Yeah. I wonder if either of them in the future are going to consider doing portable gaming again. Like, it's kind of funny to remember that the PlayStation used to have a whole portable line.
Vita,
the PSP, the PS Vita. Like, they were a thing for the good bit.
PlayStation is bringing it back, right? Didn't they make an announcement? Yeah, didn't they make an announcement about a portable coming out that they're working on?
Really?
Yeah,
did they?
So. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, man, that's fucking awesome. I love the Vita. I thought it was a great piece of hardware.
A lot of people say the Vita was underrated.
Looks like it's a rumor.
Yeah, the games, there weren't that many games, but the hardware was cool.
I am just not a portable gamer at all, so I don't really give a fuck, to be honest.
See, Jackson, ironically, is given exactly what he wants with portable gaming. The fucking Switch sounds like a solution to your exact problem. Just put a dock in the room you want to use it in.
Well, yeah, that sounds great until it's outputting at like 720 on a 4K screen.
You're not playing first-party games. You're getting fucking 30 FPS and it looks like dog shit.
True.
Man, it's such a joke.
Buy a dock for the Steam Deck. Do that one.
Buy a what?
A dock for the Steam Deck. Do that one.
I could get a Steam Deck.
I have Nintendo exclusives, though, not the new ones.
Ah, true. If you want to emulate the GameCube, though, you're covered. You're all set.
That's true.
Does the Steam Deck output it like 4K?
I don't think it does 4K.
I highly doubt it.
But I do know they have a dock similar to the Switch. I'm staring at mine right now, where you can plug it into a monitor and do all the functionality through there. You can even plug a keyboard into it and a mouse, which is super convenient for a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I like the Steam Deck. I like hardware like that. It's just I want to wait. You know, I want to wait for more advanced kits.
I will probably put my own fucking foot in my mouth on this one, but what is it? The ROG Ally, the Asus one? I'm cautiously optimistic. It looks pretty fucking promising.
Yeah, the specs do look good.
The specs look really good. I'm just curious if it'll actually live up to that.
Speaking of that, that was another thing Phil Spencer said. They tried to make it a positive interview because he was raining on everyone's parade the entire interview, being all upset and crying and talking about how he's probably going to get fired. There was a bit towards the end where they were like, can you say something positive, please, Phil? We need something positive to end the show. And he was like, oh, well, the ROG Ally is pretty cool. Go buy that instead of an Xbox, basically.
Oh, my God.
He was doing advertising for other companies. I love it.
Well, thank you, Phil, for confirming my purchase will be a good one in the future.
I'm kind of teasing Phil, but I actually like Phil a lot. I think he's transparent.
See, this is what I mean that great. Microsoft might make more money on. The ROG Ally will run Windows 11, which is great because most games run on that just out of the box anyway, right?
Mm-hmm.
And apparently they've said that this is a direct competitor to the Steam Deck.
Oh. So then, wait, is Microsoft, obviously it's running Windows 11, but are they like directly partnered with Asus on this thing?
Yes.
Oh, that's an interesting development then. Okay.
Well, then maybe he was like saying the ROG Ally on that interview because he has like a vested interest in the product.
Maybe it's all a rug pull. Maybe before launch they're gonna say it's actually officially called the Xbox Series ROG X Ally Xbox.
That Scorpio. Might be the smartest thing they'll ever do, honestly.
Yeah, that would. I have a feeling that thing, whether or not it lives up to its claims and specs, I have a feeling the ROG Ally is gonna sell very well, just because people want. Like portable gaming to that capacity is hot now. There are so many channels popping up where they buy like all these different brands of handheld gaming consoles and just review them and want them, and people get hyped for them and excited. Like the Steam Deck had such insurmountable hype before it came out. How long did it take before they got direct to order and they weren't on backlog. It took like a whole year with their production before they could just fill orders immediately, just because there were so many people who wanted it.
You know what's good about this?
That was also
interest?
In the middle of COVID, though.
True.
During the supply chain.
Yeah, that is true.
True,
yeah.
But I do think that with the sales of the Switch and the hype around the Steam Deck, I do think portable gaming is starting to be a thing again that people get excited for.
It's always been a thing. Nintendo has proven that. It's just taken other companies a while to like sort out how
right,
to compete
but
in
that's,
field.
But that's part you know of my point. In portable gaming in the past, it really was just Nintendo. You know, the 3DS, the DS, the Game Boy Advance, those were really the only competitors in that field. Sony would make stuff, but they, in terms of sales and popularity, were far, far, far behind, and no one else really did anything of merit. But now you have like Anbernic and all these other fucking companies that are just making these tiny self-contained consoles that are perfectly good, super solid in competitive price points.
I was going to say this is a good aspect of this, more competition obviously in Nintendo's field would lead to hopefully Nintendo's next handheld not being based off like 15 year old hardware at this point.
Like, that's all they know.
Something yeah. advanced.
And yet, no matter what it is, if there's a Switch 2, I'll buy it launch day.
Well, yeah, that's the only thing. That's the only counterpoint is, like, they might feel that they don't need to still because they have such an ingrained audience.
Yeah.
Which is possible.
I mean, they can't not ever release a new console. It's going to eventually happen, but when? Who knows?
Is it? Yeah, maybe with, like, Zelda 3. I was reading the Wikipedia article for Tears of the Kingdom, and apparently the whole game just was developed because they initially had just too many ideas for another DLC for Breath of the Wild. So they were just actually planning to release this as a DLC, but I guess it got kind of unwieldy, so they figured might as well sell it again for $70. Fuck them.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense, too, because I believe the map is exactly the same.
It is.
Yeah,
and of course, two different new layers apparently, like yeah, a Sky Kingdom and a Underground Kingdom.
Yeah, and of course it's the same engine, and of course mechanically a lot of the things are exactly the same. Like that makes total perfect sense to
I'm
do.
I'm okay
you
with
know?
That.
Yeah,
like replaying it, but with extras. I guess it is kind of just an expensive DLC. I'm fine with that. But okay, for how long are they going to pump out DLCs for this game?
But here's the thing, if that DLC gives me enough hours that I think it's worth $70, then I'm perfectly fine with that.
Yeah.
If this was like a $15 worth of DLC labeled as a new game, then it'd suck dick. I'd be like, fuck this.
And the review scores and such should reflect that as well.
Yeah,
then.
Exactly. But if it feels like a full game, like there are plenty of games out there where the sequel is the game again, just better, and people love them. You know what I mean? Like, that's fine. You can do that. It just has to be worth the money and worth calling it a new game and not an expansion. So we'll see.
I guess we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
Do you guys have any predictions for how Tears of the Kingdom is going to review? In
perfect scores
tens.
Across yeah. the board. Tens. Yeah. Even if it's not that good, perfect scores.
What about the Metacritic score? Just to set the stage, Breath of the Wild, I think,
prosecute
was a 96.
You if you give it a low score.
96 was Breath of the Wild. Do you guys want to take a guess?
10, 100.
92. 100. So,
92.
So
I was going to say 93. I think 93.
I think it's really just going to look like Breath of the Wild in all respects. So Breath of the Wild right now on Metacritic is the 96, 97, and the user score is an 8.7. And I really think this game's just going to be the same thing. Because even if it's not as good, it's got that wonderful little Nintendo tax, which is, oh, Nintendo game must be good. Oh, I like Zelda. More points for the review because it's Zelda. So it's probably going to sit there no matter how good it is, unless it's a like shocking pile of shit, which I highly doubt it will be.
I don't want
it
to be, but
it's going
to
be in the 90s.
Yeah, I don't want it to be, but I think it would be fucking incredibly entertaining if Nintendo finally released its first universally hated super stinker.
Yeah, they finally just dropped the ball and everyone
would it
hates
be the
it.
First? Would it actually be the
for,
first?
For like a mainline. Oh yeah, for a mainline title like Zelda, I think it would be their first.
They
Wasn't
have bad
Skyward Sword hated.
They have less than favorable entries.
Average.
Yeah, less than favorable entries, but they have never, from their main development hub, put out a game that was universally just reviled and hated and panned. Because it's Nintendo, baby.
I mean, they just make good products, but, you know, I want to see the day where they really fuck it up, like, badly fuck it up, just to see.
Well, if you want to see that day, it's happening right now. Just look at the Pokemon games.
Oh, God.
Here we go.
Oh, Jesus, yeah.
I can't not bring it up. I can't.
No, this is you living in a bubble. Again.
Which one? No. What?
The Pokemon argument where you guys say it sucks, how is it selling? It's selling because there's like billions of children on the planet. And yeah.
It's not children that are only... not children.
I've never been oblivious to it selling.
And then you guys get so fucking offended, like, I like Pokemon and I'm not a child. Okay, that's besides the point. The point is that for every one of you guys, there's like 10 kids whose moms are buying them Pokemon for their birthday.
Yeah.
Right. Christmas.
No.
And I'm
aware of that too. I was never questioning the sales nor the popularity. All of that's fine. What I always question is the game comes out and it's an obvious miserable piece of shit that sucks, but people say they're great. People say the games are actually amazing and well made and put together when there's thousands and thousands and thousands of videos of very easy glitches and very obvious corner cuts. That's what I don't understand. I get the popularity and the hype and people enjoy it, but people who give it really high scores and say they're great, that's fucking stupid. That doesn't make any sense. That's the Nintendo tax.
Yeah, I don't think there's been a single child that's ever played Pokemon.
Oh, shut the fuck up, Jackson. That's stupid. You're stupid. Don't say that.
Only adults play it.
No, that's stupid.
It is a game for adults at the end of the day.
Game for all ages. Rated R. It's all ages. Everyone can enjoy it. It even says all ages on the box, I think.
I found the lowest rated Nintendo published game. It was from 2011. It was called 3D Classics Urban Champion for the 3DS.
What?
There you go. That was their lowest rated game.
Never heard of it.
And you're getting a 37 for that one.
Is that developed by them or published by them?
Published by them.
That's different.
That is different, okay. Yeah.
Okay, I'll find...
It's a crappy... This looks really crappy. Holy shit.
I'm going to take a guess, Jackson, if you're still on the hunt for it. I think their lowest rated game is going to be Sword and Shield.
But that's not developed by Nintendo. That's made by Game Freak.
Which is in part developed by Nintendo.
Yeah, subsidiary. No. So they're a subsidiary, yes. They're an affiliate
they're
company.
Right.
Same with HAL Laboratory, who makes Kirby and Smash Brothers. But my point is there is an actual dev team called, like, Nintendo Entertainment Development Division. And
Do they
make Zelda and Mario and Mario Kart, and they make it out of Nintendo. They make it literally in-house. And they have never
the
made a bad game, as far as
too.
I know.
It's like the most depressing name. It sounds like a government agency, and their building looks like a government building.
Yeah,
but then
really
they
does.
Pump out these bangers. It's so like, what the fuck is going on?
It's
in
the
there?
Same. It's the same with Square Enix. One of the Square Enix studios is like Creative Division 3 or something, like the most fucking grayscale name ever. And then they produce like Final Fantasy.
God, I'm trying to find the name.
No, it's even worse than that. It's Creative Business Unit 3. That's the name of their studio.
Yeah, I found a Nintendo one. It's called Nintendo Entertainment Planning and Development.
That's the one. Yep.
Catchy. I don't know if you... Yeah, look at the building. It only has the Nintendo logo. Other than that, you would think that's an office building. Like a really boring place where you would go to file your taxes with your attorneys or something.
That's the one. And you can scroll through what they make and nearly... As far as I can tell, everything they make, while maybe not everything is super popular, nothing is hated. Nothing is a bad game.
Yeah, it's
wrong.
They
I
make
found
all
it.
The Zeldas. They make all the Animal Crossings. They make Star Fox. Super
I found
Mario
it.
Maker. Yeah.
I found the lowest rated Nintendo produced game. It was a 46, so it's in the red. It's developed by Nintendo. It was for the Wii U. No big surprise there.
Uh-huh.
2015, it was Animal Crossing Amiibo Festival. There we go. I found it.
Ooh. That does sound like a piece of shit.
The you're entertainment welcome. Planning and development division did make that one. So
yes.
Yeah, you're correct.
Oh, nice. You got it. Jackson got there.
Do you guys think that Nintendo team got game. Sent to the? Do you guys think that team got sent to the basement without any windows to earn their way back up?
Oh, they got punished heavily. I have no doubt about that. Yeah,
20-year jail sentence.
They're making games in 2025.
Congrats, Jackson. You ruined right now. You ruined people's love for Nintendo with that one. How do you feel?
You took the magic away. So we're Animal taking Crossing away your freedom.
Amiibo Festival. Have you guys even heard of the game?
No.
I haven't.
Not that one specifically, no.
No.
It looks like I've a fucking Mario Party ripoff.
That they're making here. Jesus. Tears of the Kingdom, Splatoon 3, Pikmin 4, Metroid Dread.
Yep. Every big boy Nintendo game comes out from these guys.
Just a bunch of businessmen in suits.
So they used to go by another name. It's probably in this article, but they've changed their name like four times. But it basically is the division of, hey, Nintendo that makes games, not another company publishing under them. And they, for the most part, have probably the most consistent track record in gaming.
No, FromSoft.
I was actually hoping someone would bring up FromSoft. The actual second lowest rated Nintendo game is from FromSoft.
Fuck oh, yeah.
What is it?
It's Tenchu Dark Secret for the DS in 2006.
Yeah, also, are you sure about FromSoft? They've been making games since like 1994.
Yeah, but even if you go to those stinkers. Even if you go back, then like the biggest stinker I think they've had is Ninja Blade, and I still love that game.
Okay, well, no, so Charlie's stinker, review.
I just said it.
Well, that's for Nintendo. If you look up Ninja Blade, it's going to be lower than that, I bet you.
Lower than a 37?
Yeah, look up Ninja Blade.
Okay, Ninja Blade.
I just had it.
It's a 68.
No, shut. What? Let's go.
Yeah. It's not even in the red.
That's actually crazy to me.
It's actually higher than Redfall.
Ninja Blade
is giving me a bunch of like Charlie, appliances.
Here, Jackson, look up a game called Evergrace for the PS2.
59.
That's FromSoft, and it has terrible reviews here.
59. I don't think you're gonna get worse than Tenchu Dark Secret at 37.
Yeah, it's not seeming like it. They really knocked it out of the park with that one.
Oh, I can actually look at their like developer profile right now. The highest Metascore is obviously Elden Ring, 96. And the lowest Metascore is Tenchu, 37.
Hey.
God, they have released so many games.
Yeah, they've been around a long time. Oh, they make some of the Monster Hunters. I didn't know that.
Interesting. All right, is there anything else you guys want to talk about while we're here?
Something not gaming related. Let's wrap it up with something for the non-gamers.
Okay. You guys have been to weddings before, right?
Yeah. Yes.
It can be fun. I traveled for a week out of town to attend a friend's wedding. And it was all our friend group. And of course, on the days off, we just kind of goofed off and had, just game nights and went out to drink and eat. Brady got high for the first time and cried, which I thought was very, very funny. We have footage of this. And with his consent, I'm going to clip that. But he started crying because we got him those edibles, the Delta 8, which is apparently like a gray area of legal. They can sell them, but apparently they can't get caught selling. I don't know what's... Have you guys tried those?
Yes, I know.
I don't know what the fuck you're
I know
about
them. I haven't tried them or anything.
I've tried it.
What happened to you on
like
a Delta 8, Andrew?
It's like legal weed gummies that can...
So the way that I would describe Delta 8 is... I was like the same effects as weed, except I was aware of it and my mental state didn't really change. Like my body felt different the way it does when you're high, but my brain was kind of functioning normally.
I think it's mostly the THC part. So the fun part. Anyway, we got a bunch of Delta 8 stuffs. So he took half a gummy, then he took another gummy. And then he was also drinking at the time. So he kept telling us that he's not feeling anything to look cool, but even though he was clearly shit-faced. And then he took another fucking gummy and we handed him the bag. I mean, we figured, okay, well, it's weed. He's not going to OD on weed, so might as well just get a funny night out of this. We gave it to him, and like half an hour later, it really fucking hit him all at once. You know how weed hits you within like 5 minutes? Yeah. After like an hour
well,
of nothing
yeah, you also
almost
gave
sometimes?
Him, edibles? You also gave him edibles, which are probably way stronger as well. Yeah.
Well, they're slow. They take a while to kick in, right? Those edibles.
Yeah.
They take a while. Yeah, and you have to actually sit there and just be patient. Like, no, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Meanwhile, you're telling yourself, oh, that must have been a placebo. I got, like, fucked out of my money. I'm going to take another one to see if it happens. Anyway, at some point, he got up and wandered into the kitchen. We're all in the living room playing Mario Party or something. I don't know. He wandered off. And I went after him to see if he's okay. And he was making himself a bowl of cereal. And all of a sudden, he looks down and he goes, I'm making cereal? What's happening? How did I get here? I don't remember being here.
Oh, no. We've all been there. We're here.
Okay. So I grabbed his hand and I walked him back into the living room because I was scared of him like falling over. And there were stairs and such too that I didn't want him going up or down. So we sit him back down and he starts like tearing up because he's now super... Again, first time being high, he's super confused of what's going on. He's like, I'm aware of what I'm doing, but it's like I'm autopilot. I keep blacking out. And he started crying. And we asked, like, why are you crying? And he went, I keep blacking out. I could have killed someone.
Oh, man. That's rough.
Did you convince him that he killed someone?
Oh, my God. You could have absolutely ruined him.
We were trying to calm him down. I didn't want to be that mean, but we all just sat around and tried to calm him down. Huh?
you have a limit? There's so much fucked
he
up
was crying. I make him say pee pee poo poo. That's it. We don't do fucked up shit like that. I didn't like him crying, but it was pretty fucking funny. It's like, I could have killed one of you. And then he kept crying.
Oh, man.
So we gave him
rough.
Snacks.
That's a little concerning.
A little bit.
Yeah, it's a little concerning. Like, if he, like, blacks out, he thinks that he might just go on a murderous rampage or something.
That was so fucking funny. Well, the funny part is that he was crying because he was feeling guilty about it, I guess. I don't know. Like, I could have hurt one of you. So we gave him snacks, and then we put on Metroid Prime to make him play it, the remaster on the Switch, just to see, like, what's it like to watch a high person try to attempt this. He never got past the tutorial. He kept forgetting to scan stuff and how to shoot and stuff. But it was very entertaining throughout. And he just kept weeping and weeping that he could have hurt one of us.
That's actually wild. That was fun. When I went to Michigan State one time in college to go to like a St. Patty's party stuff. And I had hit like this wild gravity bong and everything around me melted. And I went to a whole different like realm between dimensions. And what they did is, because I was freaking out too, because I thought I couldn't breathe. I thought I was having like an allergic reaction to the weed or something. So they sat me down and made me play Halo 3 multiplayer, and I dropped a fucking 30 bomb. It's the best I've ever played in my fucking life.
Well, do you remember? Really? Was that just what
they told you? I it's not like I wasn't lucid. I remember everything. It was just I was really fucking freaking out.
I went to a party once, and everyone was just fucking hanging out, smoking, playing video games, drinking, whatever. And I smoked way too much compared to what I was used to at the time. And I was just kind of coasting through the party, trying to find something to just fucking distract me from it. And I was like, nope, can't play video games. I don't know what's going on. Can't do this. Oh, I can't follow this conversation. And I eventually kind of laid on the couch. I forgot who it was, but one of my friends was like, are you all right? And I was like, yeah, I smoked too much. I don't feel very good. And he put on Top Gear, and I watched like 9 episodes of Top Gear back to back to just take my mind off of everything, and it was great. I highly recommend it.
Oh, yeah, that's what we looked for him too, except he asked for Family Guy.
Oh, God. That's worse than killing one of you guys when blacked out.
Did I tell you guys the Spider-Man edible story for when I was at Christmas? On the show?
No, I don't think so.
So a good number of years ago, back when I was a big weed boy, my brother came over, and as tradition for Christmas, we go to my aunt's house because she throws like a big Christmas party and everyone gets together. And I was a big weed boy at the time, and my brother brought edibles. And he was like, here, we should do this before we go to the party. And I said, okay, fuck it, why not? So I ate one of the edibles, and the difference is I had been smoking for maybe about a year by then. My brother had been smoking for about 15. So when he made edibles, they were way, way, way more than I was used to. And I distinctly remember we got to the party and the TV was just on, and it was Spider-Man 2, the Tobey Maguire one. And I got so fucking zonked by the time that they kicked in that I was laying on the couch like thinking I was web swinging with Spider-Man. So you could just see me on the couch just like moving and swaying back and forth because I thought I was literally using the momentum to swing through the air with Spider-Man. And I did
like
that until I fell asleep.
Games as a kid.
Yeah,
and you
know, like
your controller to make it work.
Yeah. Yeah, same shit.
That's cute.
Yeah.
It can be fun once in a while. The first time you have to be careful and not overdo it, but that's the downside of
every single
time
I've had weed, it's just made me super anxious, so I just don't do it.
That's one reason I quit. Yeah, I'm with you there.
Huh. You need good friends with you.
Yeah, once you laugh, you're crying and afraid you murdered someone.
I wasn't doing it alone or anything. I was around good people.
It's not like a psychedelic or something where you go on a trip and need someone to guide you or something. It's just very tame. You guys are having some crazy experience.
If you're really high, it's not a trip, but you're not going to be able to drive yourself home.
Oh, well, yeah.
And if you get like super McZooty pants, you can also get stuck in your own head. You can get anxious. Yeah, you can have a panic attack.
Absolutely. You were just saying you were getting anxious about not being able to breathe.
Well, I actually probably couldn't breathe. There was a good chance that I went wild with it. Yeah.
See, no, I could have died. That's when you need someone sitting next to you, holding your hand and telling you it's going to be okay, you're here.
No.
When you're crying that you murdered someone, you need someone to laugh at you and try to make you play video games.
No, I must have inhaled the bong water into my lungs or something, and it scarred it. There was something seriously wrong with what happened that night.
My friend is saying Kaya becomes a feeder when he's zoinked. So here's the thing. Brady eats so much, so much, that I think he needs a mukbang channel, like a high mukbang channel. So you guys know he used to be morbidly obese. He lost a bunch of weight. He's like buff now, but he still continues eating as if he was fat. So we would go out to dinner and he'd have huge steak. He'd have half of our, like the scraps, like the gristle of the steak, like the super fat and gnarly part that you can't even chew that you would usually give your dog or something. He would grab that, say, "That's the best part," and dip it in ranch. And he asked for like three scoops of ranch from the waitress.
That's revolting.
He did.
Why would you dip a steak in ranch?
I don't know. At that point, I was just so fascinated. I kept laughing and laughing at him every single day, at all the fucking shit that he ate. He ate all of that, so we go home. He starts going through our fucking Airbnb pantry shits, just mooching on our fucking cornflakes and our cookies and stuff, and just starts eating them. And I wasn't even angry anymore. I just wanted to see how much can this man eat. Then we got a high. And he really wanted a pizza to the point where he started getting like belligerent with our friend Mariah, also our moderator, kept yelling at her to get him a pizza and asking where the pizza is, which admittedly was a little late, but he still ate half the pizza after everybody had theirs.
Wow. He's a growing boy.
It was just fascinating.
Yeah, he's got to feed those muscles. Those muscles need
nourishment. Gains if he didn't put ranch on a steak. That's just fucked.
He might actually be a sociopath. At some point, the waitress, like, spilt the ranch on the table and he started dipping his fries in it. He could not stop. He gets so tunnel visioned. He doesn't even make conversation when he eats.
Oh my god.
He just has this dopey expression on his face where he just concentrates on eating. That was my story.
That's pretty cool.
We had fun.
It's a good story.
With friends.
That is a good story.
Should we wrap it up there?
Yeah, let's wrap.
It was awesome. Oh, wait, Jackson, did you want to hear how right you were about shitting naked, by the way?
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What was the general sentiment? Was it Team Jackson or Team you guys?
I opened the voicemail after like a week of absence. I came back, 75 new messages. I know I decided, okay, I'm going to count these. Like, Charlie and Andrew versus Jackson, how many points? I stopped counting at like 50 positive messages for Jackson.
Yeah, that's useless data though. That's people that are loud, proud, naked shitters. Like that's not going
that's
to
like
be
the
reliable
opposite.
Data.
Most people are proud and about
you.
Like,
you literally made a call to arms. Like you said you weaponized naked shitters.
People did. It wasn't just people going, "I'm a naked shitter. Naked shitter is 2024. People actually explained their reasonings, which most of it overlapped with Jackson's. The most common sentiment was, "Yeah, I like feeling free and not having those handcuffs around my ankles."
Literally nobody but Jackson would say that. Absolutely no one in this fucking world. I just don't believe
that. I said that.
The handcuffs of a
shirt.
It is
nice not having
shirt?
Your pants around your ankles.
Of a shirt and socks?
Well, if the pants are off, you might as well take the shirt off.
No, the pants.
No, the pants are fine.
Complaints was the pants.
Yes,
no,
the
leave
whole thing was the shirt.
When I take a shit.
The whole thing was him getting completely naked, fucking shirt and socks too. What the fuck? If it's just
I don't
pants.
Have my socks on anyway. I don't understand the socks sentiment.
If you had your socks on, you'd take them off the shit, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Okay, see, then that's the point. It's fucking weird to do that. They're not handcuffs.
You're weird.
It's not handcuffs to have socks on.
You're weird. No, you.
This is
get naked, you freak.
This is ridiculous. Things have gone too far now. We should not be encouraging
naked people. I always win these arguments.
Jackson. Okay, Jackson, after this, I can send you like a dozen voicemails that are in support of you, and we can add them at the end of the episode if you want, so people don't have to sit through them if they don't want
to. Yeah, you can do that, but we don't necessarily
just
need
as
to.
Evidence.
We always knew that I was right.
That's ridiculous.
I'll just play like a couple here to let them explain why they do it. The other explanation was, well, I just get fucking hot when I'm shitting.
Yeah,
what is wrong with you guys?
That's true. Absolutely.
I just get hot when I'm shitting. What does...
Well, it takes a lot of energy to shit.
My defense of this is, it's just like Jax was saying, it's really freeing. It's hot as fuck out here, humid as hell. I am inside, but I'm not paying for that expensive ass air conditioning. So I am naked like 25/7 at my desk, clothes off. In my bed, clothes off. Wow,
this guy's just a Buddhist.
Yeah, at the playground, clothes off. At my office, clothes off.
To deal with brown streaks in my underwear, so I don't, you just don't have to wash them as much. So
brown
streaks,
I'm
like,
you don't wipe your asshole.
Red,
Oh, you say he doesn't have the brown streaks?
Well, yeah, I don't either, because I wipe my asshole
because he doesn't wear them.
You wouldn't trust
that's
your underwear.
Just a sign of you don't wipe your asshole properly.
It's hard sometimes.
No, it's not.
Here's another guy saying the same thing. This guy used to be fat, and he would sweat a lot while shitting, so he would get naked.
Look, all I'm saying, it's fucking weird to do it every day, just shitting with no clothes on. It feels like it's almost a kink thing for him. I get that. But you got to understand, I used to be a pretty big fat guy. And sometimes you work up a sweat, and let me tell you, that ain't the good kind of sweat. You want to keep that shit on the outside of your clothing. So you do you a little shit with no clothes on, you shake off, and then you sit back down for a bit and contemplate your life, dry off the rest of the way, and you put your fucking clothes back on.
Does he shake off like a dog?
Weird. It's not normal. This is strictly abnormal.
See, like, that's... finally, some fucking reason. See, I would understand that, Jackson, if you were, like if you were obese, and you're like, guys, I shit naked, because if I don't, I'm like a greased pig when I'm done. Like, I'd get that. That would make sense to me, but you're not. And you're also not really a sweaty guy, either.
I could tell you what it is. I just get hot and, like, too close in. It's like claustrophobia, but when I'm shitting. The toilets are already small, bathrooms are small, and I've got clothes on. I just need to be free.
That doesn't make the toilet any bigger, and the shirt isn't closing you in.
It's
not a straight
jacket. It's constricting me. It's constricting me while I'm shitting. I just don't want to be clothed.
I can't believe we're going through this. This is ridiculous. I will not indulge your degeneracy.
I was right. You're wrong.
I'm not going to patty cake around with your degeneracy.
He got a lot of support. A lot. Okay, yeah. I'll play a random one here. I didn't even name any of them anything. It's literally just called support for Jackson 0 through 12. And then I stopped downloading them. I don't know. Say a number, Jackson. Pick one from 0 through 12.
6.
All right, 6.
You wanted to say
I'm
7.
I'm sitting here on my toilet, and I have a little bone to pick.
Is this the same guy three times?
Naked is actually an exceptional experience. And the sentiment that spreading your legs is an important part of it is completely valid. And all of you need to know that shitting with, you know, a spread eagle, you know, a spread eagle way.
Is he shooting right now?
Did you not fucking invent these,
so.
Kaya?
Well, I went by the Google transcription.
So no, you saw a pause and then a sigh of relief and didn't think, maybe we should do something about this one.
We just had a guy come live on the podcast.
You heard his, you heard his support is the point.
I heard a lot of things from him.
That was invaluable knowledge. I will agree.
Yeah,
with
I don't
that
think
one.
I'm going to distance myself from that one. I don't think I agree with that guy.
Nah, you heard the relieving feeling of a man pooping while naked.
Yeah, but I feel like the relief would still be the same. if there was a shirt on.
No, it's not really about the relief. It's just about the comfort.
Okay, would you like to hear a con, Jackson? Somebody against Jackson for balance
sake? Of course, I'm always open to people with dissenting opinions, right, even as wrong as they may be.
Please. I think this was one of the only two voicemails that came in disagreeing with you.
Cool. This is Charlie.
Hey, so I just wanted to first say that Jackson, you're my favorite. I love you to pieces. I came for Charlie, but I'm staying for Jackson. But dude, keep your clothes on when you poop. That's just weird, man. I'm gonna be honest, dude. That's just a little weird. But yeah, I love you all. I love Jackson the most. But yeah, no, that's weird. I can't defend that. I'm sorry. God bless. Bye.
Yeah, he seems like so disappointed in you. He's like, just keep those clothes on.
Yeah. What a fucking gentleman. That guy should be on a science debate team. He came in, made his case, and got out. I love
that guy. That was succinct. He was just like, Jackson, it's weird. Keep your clothes on. Yeah. Still love you, brother.
Like Jackson, you can develop an entire theorem for why you're correct and scientific proofs, but the other side is just, Jackson, keep your clothes on. It's weird. Shut up. Bye. We're done.
Yeah, but I completely respect your opinion, and thank you for the kind words, person who called in then. But also, it's my bathroom. I'm alone in there. I can do whatever the fuck I want. I'm taking the power
back.
And
we can make fun of you for doing whatever you want in there.
Yeah, you absolutely can. I wasn't trying to convince anyone.
Yeah.
That's
and
fair.
I'm just
that's
telling
fair.
You it's weird, that's all. And I do
Look,
think yeah,
you, Jackson, you well, no, kind of had me.
I absolutely do think it's abnormal. I do think it's abnormal.
Jackson,
sure.
you kind of persuaded me in some respects. Like, okay, I get it. You were taking a shit. You want to get as comfortable as possible. I get it. But when I found out if you were wearing socks, you would take those off too. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with you.
Do you guys not like taking your socks off or something?
I wear socks all the time. They're so comfy.
I also wear socks, but taking my socks off. Even if I take my socks off, like, I'd be taking them off for good. I wouldn't be putting them back on. So you have to shit. All right. You're fully clothed. You've got socks on. You take your socks off to shit. Do you put them back on when you're done shitting?
Well, no, I don't wear socks at home. If you were.
Okay, Jackson, wait.
No, I would keep them off.
Jackson.
Well, I'm at home.
Jackson.
If I was outside in public, I wouldn't take my socks off to shit, okay? That's different.
Wait,
I would keep my socks off.
Now I forgot. Do you take your shirt off to shit in public?
I don't get fully naked in public.
Okay.
Jackson, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a good one. Okay. Yep. So, let's say you have a gala coming up, a ball, a real fancy shindig, and you're fully dressed in an elaborate full three-piece suit. You got the
All
shirt,
right, this
the
is
vest.
Ridiculous, yes.
No, hang on, shut up. You're saying you don't live a lavish lifestyle, so you got a suit, you got a jacket, you got pants, dress pants, shoes, everything. You are ready to go. But you say, you know what? I have some time before I have to get there, and I really have to shit. Would you get fully undressed, shit, and then put all of that back on?
No, obviously that is such a unique situation that I would forgo what I want to do for what is convenient, obviously.
Now, so why not just take convenience in all cases and just not bother getting fully undressed? Like, there's no real point to it.
The lack of convenience at home is worth me feeling comfortable on the toilet.
Have you tried the inverse, though? Like, putting on more clothes to shit and see if it feels comfortable? Like, what if that's more...
No, that would not feel
comfortable.
Yeah, like
a tuxedo?
Yeah, like, you get dressed up to shit.
Yeah, it's a fancy occasion.
Okay, so this is something different, but yeah, if it is like super cold, if it's like dead winter and it's like 3 a.m. in the morning or whatever, I'm keeping my clothes on, obviously. That's a comfortable thing. But usually, I feel the need to be completely naked when I'm shitting because it's like super constrictive to me. That's it. I don't feel comfortable.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's weird. You're weird. You're different. You're freak.
All right. Let me throw you a curveball at you guys. All right. Say you're in like, I don't know, 38 degree temperature. It's super hot, humid as fuck. 38
is not very hot, but go ahead, Mr. Celsius.
Well, yeah, 38 degrees Celsius as well.
Thank you.
Do you guys get fully naked in that situation?
No.
Or you still keep your clothes on? All right. Well, then we just
Hell
fundamentally
yeah.
disagree. I don't know what to say.
I mean, if it's that hot, I'm going to be walking around at home in my undies anyway.
Yeah.
So it's not
yeah.
really much of a hassle.
Look,
to take
Jackson,
them off.
Jackson, yeah. I don't get fully naked
it's not that
to
much
shit.
Of a hassle to take clothes off and put them up back on, by the way. I'm sick of this argument that it's like less convenient. It's like you put your clothes on super simply. It's not a complicated task.
Okay, well then, argue with this voicemail, Jackson, which is your 6 seconds.
If you shit naked, you have way too much fucking time on your hands.
Ooh. Fucking got you there.
Yeah, working 9 to 5. That's on me.
He's like actually right though. It is yeah. Literally just
it's not.
It is
no,
a time.
He's completely right.
It is a
Jackson,
time waster.
How long
Jackson,
you
there
you
is
to
veritable
put on
no difference in the mechanics of shitting between getting fully naked and just taking your feet out of your shorts and moving them to the side. They're the same mechanics of shitting. Your body movements and flexibility do not change in those scenarios. So why do
yeah,
you bother getting fully naked when you can just take
you,
your pants completely off? That's fine.
How many times do I have to fucking say that I'm more comfortable? It's
I just
a comfort
I, you know what I you know where I think we disagree the most, Jackson, is that comfort is important when shitting, because for me shitting's like
why
just
wouldn't
a,
you want to be comfortable?
It's just a transaction. You get in, you get out. There's no enjoyment to be had there. Like I it's a necessity.
Yeah,
I'm not
you are wrong.
I'm not enjoying it. It's not an enjoyment thing. I'm just more comfortable.
Okay, let me ask you guys this. Do you play on your phone while you shit?
Yeah.
Is the stuff on
not
your phone
really
that boring that you're aware of how uncomfortable you are on the toilet? I usually find something quite stimulating while taking a shit, and I just don't care.
I could
what
do
does
both.
That mean? Okay, so if you played a really fun game on your Nintendo Switch, would you be okay with sitting on a thumbtack? Because the game's just so engrossing, you wouldn't even feel the discomfort?
Well, in some ways,
you can still
yeah
feel other sensations.
When people are sick or injured and they do something to take their mind off of it, they completely forget about their pain for a few minutes, yeah.
It's not that much pain. It just comfier.
And shitting
it's
is not
time
that much
it's
discomfort. I don't even
I'm not
notice
saying shitting
it
is
I
discomfort.
Know.
Shitting isn't discomfortable. I'm just saying that being naked while shitting is more comfortable for me. More comfortable.
I suppose.
God.
I just don't think it needs to be. Such...
What? I'm not saying it needs to be. I'm saying this is a personal thing.
I'm just saying maybe you need to get out of your comfort zone a little more often.
I've tried. I've done A-B testing. I've compared. I prefer B. I prefer being naked.
But it's like a cold shower. Sometimes just suck it up and you'll be a stronger man.
No,
for
why?
Oh, fuck cold showers. I never jumped on that train. Fuck that. No thanks.
Why? Well, you should, you should be
that's
happy.
Why you don't shit naked.
You should be happy your friends found
happiness.
His identity as a naked shitter. Yeah.
Enlightenment.
Yeah, you fucking bigot.
Nah, I need my warm showers. Cold shower just bugged the fuck out of me. I need that warm shower. It's just so good. Oh, it's
yeah
so fucking
see
good.
All right, so Charlie, do you take cold showers?
I have. It really, not often.
But
not anymore.
Would you say the warm showers are more comfortable?
Yeah, but again, a shower is
so
something
which one
I
do
go
you lean
in
towards?
Obviously the warm shower, but again, it's not something
oh, okay
where I'm there for comfort. I'm there to get a job done.
Do you take your... You take
you're
your
doing something.
Off
you
in
may
the
as
shower
well feel comfortable. You may as well feel comfortable.
Jackson, the difference is if I don't take my clothes off when I shit, I just go, eh, whatever. But if I jump into a cold shower, I go, yikes! Ooh! Ah, that sucks! I don't think you do that when you sit down to take a shit.
No, it's not like I would sit down fully. Like I said, I am clothed when I shit in public or anything like that, or, you know, whatever. If or if I need to
you
go
should try
quickly,
doing
I'd
it fully naked
undressed
in public. You might like
yeah
the exhibitionist lifestyle of it.
See what happens.
What exhibitionist lifestyle?
Just,
how many people do you shit around?
Well, just knowing that you're naked around all these strangers while shitting in
so
your comfort.
They're
not
naked.
Naked
as well.
They're not naked.
Yes. Yes, they are. 50 of them are. And also...
50?
I mean, their pants
how
broke
many people are you shitting with if there's 50 people in the bathroom?
Yeah, those stalls
I'm
going
in,
crazy.
I mean, 50 of the calls.
Oh. You could have like a naked shitter convention.
I don't want
to.
I'm not
pure enough
no
to be around.
It's tied to my
shower
identity.
After.
It's just something
yes
that I do
is
that I enjoy.
You guys just
yeah
have conversation
because
about comfort next to each other's stalls. Like, hey, this feels great, doesn't it?
How naked are you? I even plucked off all my body hair. It feels great.
Oh, your sock's over in my stall. I'll kick that back real quick.
Oh, thanks. Really appreciate it, dude. Can I hang my dress shirts over on your stall real quick just to air them out?
How long does it take you guys to put a shirt back on?
A couple
depends
of
on
seconds
the shirt.
Yeah, just a couple
you
seconds.
You can get it. You can like walk out of the bathroom while doing it. You don't like save.
Are you like one
I
of those
mean,
quick change artists
time
with the breakaway clothes where you walk around with them and then you go in the bathroom and rip them off like Party Boy from Jackass to
it's
take
like
a
in
shit
basketball, you got the ripaway shorts. It's like it's fucking go time, baby. Fucking rips his pants off and takes a shit.
No, but seriously, it really doesn't take that
it
much
doesn't
time to put on a shirt.
It doesn't, but it's just it's still just not worth the effort anyway. Just
yeah,
but it
naked
is if like I said, it's more comfortable for me.
I don't
right
okay
if
here,
I,
here
if I feel more comfortable, mm-hmm,
Let me put another argument in here. Charlie, you know, we're in Florida. It's relatively hot and humid. Would you say your bathroom is usually a little bit colder than the rest of the house?
Always, yeah.
So then why would you want to be naked in there if it's just going to make you uncomfortably like, ooh, there's a little cold. Ooh, that seat's kind of cold. Ooh, the back of the seat's kind of cold on my back. Ooh, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I certainly
would. The seat's kind of cold. You're going to be sitting on a cold seat anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then why would I want to get more cold by taking all my clothes off?
Well, that's fair. Like I said, if it was dead of winter and I felt more cold naked, like uncomfortably cold naked, then I would keep my clothes on. Yeah.
What is the like temperature and weather that dictates whether or not you take your clothes off to shit?
I don't know. I'm pretty abnormal in how I feel temperature. I think like I feel hot quicker than I feel than most people feel.
Me
hot.
Me too. Are you also one of those overheaters?
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I just sweat so fucking easy. But okay, so that argument works both ways. If it's okay for you guys to keep your clothes on in the cold, then why can't we take ours off when it's really hot and humid out?
Because it offends me. Shit. I don't like hearing that you do that.
Why not? Why is it so hurtful to you? I'm curious.
To have a weird friend? I don't know.
Reflects poorly on you, is that it?
Yeah, it hurts my reputation to have a bad friend like that who shits naked.
Well, public response is with me, technically, so
yeah, just correct.
I think you reflect poorly on
this is us living in a bubble. We're only looking at the people who called in. There's tens of millions who didn't bother calling in and know that they're right.
Oh, where are they?
Yeah,
in the world.
This was a pretty open. This was an open call to arms, basically. We wanted to hear people's opinions.
Why didn't your gang show up? Where's your boys at?
I do. I want to make
the silence point. Majority.
Wait. I want to make the point. I want to make the point that usually people do online tend to agree with Charlie above anyone else.
That is not true at all on
no,
the
it
podcast
is true.
At all.
You are absolutely the favorite.
Yes, it is.
I disagree with that.
It is. It is surprising that Jackson got the support here.
Yeah, agreed. I wasn't expecting that.
I don't think it's more they agree with Jackson or Charlie more. I think it's just they try to disagree with Kaya and I more often.
Yeah, but I agreed with naked shitting. So that factor is also not relevant here.
True.
I'm a naked shitter.
I think the whole argument here was between me and Charlie. So
yeah,
if it's a cult of personality between me and Charlie, Charlie is going to win because he has more support, technically.
Well, I guess Charlie sucked at rallying his gang.
I just don't think there's like even a debate to be had here. You're a freak of nature, and you make me sick. Is really kind of like what it boils down to.
All right. On that note, we can end. I actually need to go get naked and shit.
Yeah, I gotta pee real quick.
Okay. Yeah, I just don't want to be here.
We can plug the voicemail again. That's 404-913-3858. I should say this on the intro thing, but please don't leave super long messages. Make it succinct so I can actually play them on the show. Some guy called in and spoke for over 2 minutes and 40 seconds.
Oh my God.
Because I said that men shouldn't sit down to pee or something, and he was really offended, and it was the like five paragraphs.
Put a time limit on it. Put a strict 10-second or less time limit. Otherwise, you won't even listen to it.
That's a good idea. I'm going to look if you can do that on Google Voice.
Yeah.
All right.
But just for anyone listening, if you leave a voicemail 10 seconds or less, keep your point to one or two sentences. Otherwise, you're just talking for too long.
I'll say 30 seconds because 10 seconds is barely enough for a sentence.
I don't think you can get
however you want to do it. However,
go for like a minute and a half.
Yeah, however you want to do it. 30 seconds, whatever. You know, just keep keep it short.
Charlie, did you want to throw out a rallying call so you don't pout and cope next time?
No, I just don't think I need to. I think the point speaks for itself.
Well,
really. We know who's in the right here. We know what side history's on. I'll tell you right now, we already know who won this.
The viewers.
All right, thank you guys for listening to this week's episode. Really appreciate it. It was a lot of fun. Patreon.com/theofficialpodcast for bonus episodes, early access to episodes. Also, Podophiles episode 3 is up on Patreon right now, and boy, is it a fan favorite. People actually like they love Podophiles. It is surprising to me how much they love Podophiles.
It was our longest one too, by
good.
Far.
Yeah,
very
yeah.
Good.
People are loving it. It's like gone over really well. So you guys will enjoy it. It's over on Patreon now.
It has a 96% on Metacritic.
You guys are a full blown Podophile now. Good for you.
Thank you. It'll be public. That episode will be public soon, but we will probably do future episodes exclusively for a week or two on Patreon as well. So it'll go Patreon first, then public a little while later. So yeah, thank you. We'll see you next time. Goodbye.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye.